Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, Mike Harmon, before we get to Thursday night football, I got to tell you, the proof that World Cup fever has swept all of us up is I spent like the last 2 minutes Tyshirt arguing with me about Japan's goal today that it was legit because he's got World Cup pool. Japan's going to win it all.
They're suddenly winning the Tyshirt, World Cup.
Tyshirt, who doesn't pay attention to sports, so barely pays attention on this show to what he's doing because he's worried about Spotify and building grunts and screening new episodes of House of Dragon. Now, all in on the World Cup. This goal, the ball didn't go over the line. It was still on the line.
It was.
And this is unbelievable, Harmon. I've created a monster here.
My biggest thing is, in the moment and in, well, all the subsequent moments, how come we didn't get any of the other replay angles that they allegedly had? That's the thing that bothered me.
Over the line! Mark it zero.
It's a league game, Smokey.
that was my only question of it, because even the rules analyst that was part of the Fox coverage was just like, yeah, they've got access to these others, and we've seen them. I'm like, well, how about you show them to us?
Am I the only one around here that gives a crap about the rules?
It's just one of those things, because live, I'm like, wow, really? Really? Is it the shadow of the ball now? How does this count? Then there was we're watching games. It's like, all right, that's an offside? He's got, like, his pinky out. That's not an actionable, playable part of his body. What the hell are we doing here? So, yeah, it got really creative. And I can say this, with Japan, there's going to be a 2-minute spurt in every game where you're in trouble.
Mm.
Right? I mean, that's what you've seen against the big boys. Like, first half, they keep showing the coach, and I like the fact that they call him a coach because I asked this question, and maybe you can all chime in. At Swollen Dome, how about a Fresca? Is it team by team whether you decide whether the guy's a manager or a coach? Because when they put up the Japanese manager slash coach, it had coach in the lower third. So we'll call him coach. I just like that every time they went, something in his notebook while looking over the top of it onto the field. I'm like, what's he doing?
He was marking it zero.
I want to see that.
He's marking zero.
League
zero.
Game, Smokey.
Zero. People to kill. All right. Billy Madison crossing the ball.
But it's like, I want to see his notes. What's he writing down?
Good thing I called that guy.
Well, to answer your question, because this is honestly what I think it is, I would bet you different languages, not that they don't have the word, but the word for coach is manager, or the word for manager is coach. Because not every language has the different meanings for so many words. So sometimes, like, well, the Japanese word for coach is manager, and that's what they use. So, okay, so it's bad. So I would assume that, boy, I feel really smart. Like, I just took smart pills trying to explain.
Well, I mean,
here's what I think. You look at different languages. When you look at the language, you see the way the world was settled back in the late 1300s. You could see the languages moving from the Western Hemisphere into the Eastern Hemisphere. Oh, okay, class is over. Dismissed.
Are you going to keep tap dancing? I mean, it's plausible, probably not likely, but I like that. No,
that is not only plausible, but I'm a really good balderdash and beyond balderdash player. That is not only plausible, it is likely. In fact, I would bet you that that's the reason. That's the real reason why.
Okay. You want to run with that? I was just trying to make a bit, but now you want to get all Mr. Serious.
I'm not. I'm trying to make a bit. I'm being smart. I'm taking it to the next. You ask a question. Listen,
of course, we got a bunch of dopes jumping around going, we call it soccer. So, I mean, we take it just to the base name of the sport.
You said soccer. Fighting about no, it. I didn't. Yes, you did. You said soccer. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. You said soccer. So, again, right? Another day where you see the results of the World Cup. You see Germany is out, which just, boy,
they
that
suck.
Destroys us in our pool here because we had Germany.
But your pool.
You saw Germany. Spain was touch and go for a while. I mean it. Why not us? The United States men's team should be saying this to each other every 5 minutes. In their hotel, going down from playing Fortnite or doing and knocking World of Warcraft. Hey, what's up? Hey, we're going to play in 5 minutes. Yeah, why not us? Right, why not us? All right, I'll be right back. I'm going to get the pizza. Okay, thank you. How much is the pizza? $15 or whatever it is in Qatar. Here you go. Great. Hey, why not us? Why not us? Great. Every 5 minutes, why not us? This is that kind of World Cup where the big boys, if they're not eliminated, all have problems. It's like the Western Conference in the NBA. All of those teams, and from top to bottom, we talked to Rick Bucher about it last night. They're all flawed. They all have
except for the Lakers.
Flaws. Except the Lakers. The Lakers have gotten a little bit better in the last month. They were 500 in November. Congratulations. But they're a little bit better. Everybody in the West is all flawed. Everybody in the World Cup is flawed. Why not us, right? Why not us? That's the message it should be going from every team, but especially for the United States. I'm going to keep saying this until 7 a.m. Saturday morning, until they kick off here on the West Coast. Why not us? Every single time. Why not us? Why not us?
No, I dig that philosophy, and I hope you're right. Right? Through the group play, we watched a lot of chaos. Watching Belgium. No idea why they're showing no sense of urgency. And then all of a sudden in the final minutes, hey, let's go. Let's try to win this thing. Like, what the hell did you do for the first 85? Like, what are we doing here? And all the big boys and questions of how much, you know, Belgium in particular, did they read their press clippings of how they were supposed to be too old and shouldn't be able to win? So why bother getting through the group phase? So you have that. Spain was lethargic. You have more of the fun and let's learn more about tiebreakers, which is great. Good for everybody. But the goal as we head into the next phase, I'm just excited that, you know, now we get to the more traditional, all right, lose and go away process of this, which means my fear for the United States, for all your what about us, you got to score goals, man.
It's okay. We haven't lost a game. And we've moved on.
No, that's good. And I can accept that, and I can get excited about that part of it. To this point, that's great. Now we have to score goals.
Okay. We don't have to win 6-5. You know, we might just have to win.
You might have to do that in penalties. Do you trust they can do that in penalties?
Hey, if it's coming down to – okay, why not us, right? Why not us if it comes down to us? Why not us? Seriously, why not? That's what I'm saying. Because I'll be honest with you, and this is, you're going to think I'm really loopy crazy.
Betting a lot, like random.
No.
You know, 150 to 1 shots. Like
Jason, bet Come on.
No, no, no. We'll start tonight that way.
Like Marcus Jones earlier with his touchdown.
Dude won't even buy a soda.
Look, I'm not Tyshirt who put all my entire nest egg money that I made on crypto on Japan to win the World Cup.
Absolutely did.
All that crypto.
Japan for.
All $35 I made on crypto. Let it ride on Japan. Let it ride.
Japan for.
And it was in, by the way.
But let me just tell you this, right, to be quite honest. And I feel a little hokey, but look, I don't care because that's how I feel.
What's hokey?
Right now, millennials know what hokey means. Hokey.
What
means,
is hokey?
No,
hokey
no. They only know it in the context
like
of the
hokey pokey.
Pokey. Exactly.
Like you do the hokey pokey and you turn. TJ, that's what it's all about. Hokey, it's good-hearted, but it's kind of, it's a little bit, altruistic here.
Here's a very difficult definition that's out there. It's mawkishly sentimental.
Yeah,
have to look up mawkishly.
Yeah, no, mawkish is a word we should use much more in everyday. Mawkish is a great, it's like, oh, it's very mawkish.
What's mawkish?
Sentimental mawkish. In a feeble or sickly way.
Yeah, there you go. That's you keep going round and round. You're eventually going to get back to the time as a flat circle. Oh, we went from hokey all the way around to mawkish. Okay, that's great.
I'm going to start using mawkish with regularity here.
But I got to say it ahead of time because, I couldn't do it 40 years ago because who saw it coming? But I kind of have a little bit of a Miracle on Ice kind of out for the United States.
Can you get that energy back into Al Michaels so he actually calls things with gusto?
People don't know what offside is. It's irrelevant. We're here. Because look at what's going on for the United States, right? For them to win the World Cup, lots of things have to happen.
Yeah, they have to score goals.
They have to play well. With every game, they've played better. Right, and they play to the level of competition. They're not going to get blown out by anybody. They play the best teams in the world, and it's a toss up. It's a toss up with England, and we probably should have won that game. They play to the level of competition. This team needs it. Now, knockout round, you're playing to that level the entire time. Now, soccer is different than a lot of other sports. You have to look and say, all right, there's teams up there that just aren't going to lose, right? But there are teams this year, like I said. All the top teams, some of them are already eliminated. Many of them already showed we're not nearly as good as we thought we were, whether it was preparation coming in or the bottom pool of the World Cup has gotten much better over the past years. Whatever it's been, these top teams no longer have rollover games and seem insurmountable. They're not. There's no team that you can play where you go, yeah, we're not going to win this game. And when you have that kind of belief, because it doesn't always happen in soccer, a lot of things are open for you. We've already had the magical moment of Pulisic's goal and the aftermath of it. And did he get hit in the nuts or not? And what? I did not get hit there. No. All these different things, right? All that's happened. We've already had those special kind of moments going forward. I'm telling you, I got a little bit of a Miracle on Ice feel about this, that this could be a nice big long run for the United States.
That means they're getting rocked.
And we are all the way through, right? They lose to Netherlands 6-0. Boy, Netherlands gets out with 3 goals in the first minute. Who saw this coming? Certainly not Jason Smith. Let's take time out from this goal celebration for Farmer John Sausage.
Wow, but too soon with Vin Scully, man.
Well, no, it's
an
homage.
What are you doing?
It's an homage to Vin Scully. It's an homage.
Well, we did just commemorate his birthday the other day, right?
It's an homage. Yeah, exactly. We did time for that.
Making fun of Vin. Yikes.
You can't just take something I'm doing as an homage and say it's the other way. You can't do that.
Well, I mean, it's up to his interpretation, how it hits his ears.
No, well, I'm telling you.
I know how he's supposed to sound.
And then he said, oh, my bleeping ears, like Todd and Rod Flanders on the Simpsons. Look, I like the glass half full, rose-colored glasses, Jason Smith. There's no question about it. You know, you had your visit to your doctor. You got to eat again. You went to Hawaii. All's right with the world. You've cleansed your soul and your spirit. I got to find some offense. And I'm not burying Berhalter. I don't – in his substitutions, you're not going to get it all right. You're not going to have the great relationship with all players, and some of it is real, some is imagined. With Pulisic, I would like for him to lean into the I got hit in the stones because that's a better story for your country because people can get behind that. Look what he gave. He gave everything for us. And now if you just say, well, no, he got me over here in the upper quad and my solar plexus. That's not getting it done.
Yeah, no, it's not nearly as fun.
No, it's really not. You want to rally a country, you say I got hit.
Yeah.
Maybe exaggerate it a little bit. Maybe, I mean, it is soccer. Maybe you exaggerate the injury a little bit. Yeah. For effect, I'm excited to watch the next round for what we've talked about quite a bit, right? With Tyshirt, with Justin, the chaos that we saw in the group stage. And to see that whether that holds over or whether it's, all right, that was regular season, now it's playoffs. Got one more set of games tomorrow, and then we get after it 7 a.m. Pacific. Find a watering hole to go hang out and be with crazed countrymen yelling about fouls and offsides and seeing how crazy that gets. But it's exciting to have a chance, right? You made it into the dance. And once you're there, who the hell knows, right? You saw Japan. They got outplayed, outworked for that entire first half. I think they had 500. Spain had like 525 passes in the first half. Didn't really rip shots on net, but hey, 525 passes and a goal. Within a couple of minutes of the start of the second half, different energy, a couple substitutions going into that notebook. Japanese manager slash coach got it done. And those subs were flying around. In or out, doesn't matter. They decided to count it, and you got to play from there. They had plenty of opportunities to make it up. With the U.S., yeah, you're looking for that one shining moment, as it were, to steal from March Madness for a moment. Just can you make it hold up from there? It's the excitement of this, is that we know games are won and lost on two or three pivotal sequences.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. It is the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. Well, coming up next, right now, Thursday Night Football. It has been mostly Buffalo third quarter. We got some big NFL stories on the way. And why this game makes me tremendously happy here on a Thursday night. All that and more coming up next, right here. Fox Sports Radio from the TireRack.com studios. Jason and Mike.
I think Japan just scored again.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody?
This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Greetings. Welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Go Japan!
Live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Alex Teichert, Mike Harmon, who last night was wearing a Netherlands jersey, so excited because he's just anti-United States now.
I'm not!
I'm all over Japan because I have them in the World Cup pool here at work.
That's
not why. I
don't
pay attention to sports at all. I've never paid attention to anything that goes on here on the show for 7 years, but now I could win money. Now I'm all in on the World Cup, and Japan's disputed goal is not a goal.
All right, so I have questions about the Netherlands as I really lost for words watching what just transpired.
We'll get to that in a second
because it hurt my heart. But the with watching the Netherlands, I want to know what color orange you'd put that. Is that closer to the Texas Longhorns? Is it like where on the continuum of all our orange college teams, Tennessee, Syracuse, wherever, where would you put that?
You know, it's a weird
orange.
The color on the flag makes it look like it's more Texas burnt orange, but the color of the jerseys look more like Broncos 1980s orange jersey. It's very weird.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
But that you get those two different shades out there. It's kind of like an ombre look that you would get from
ombre.
The orange. An orange ombre look. Ombre. 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 Ombre.
Well, I just remember ombre as the name of the...
ombre. It's an ombre.
The, when Joey was doing stuff on Friends and he was spraying people with the perfume.
Bichon for men? Bichon for men?
Yeah.
Bichon for men?
Yeah.
He sprays the guy in the face?
No, that's
Bichon
right.
For men? Bichon for men? Yeah.
Ombre? Yeah, so chaos ensues. But that was one of the questions. I'm ready for the knockout round. I mean, we got one more day of games tomorrow. We'll watch and people will win or lose money. And earlier, Steve and I were having a conversation, right? He's updating the points in this little friendly thing we got going on here. Remember before the tournament, all the questions about match fixing and investigations and all these man hours being put in to make sure everything is on the up and up? You ever have a sense that Lukaku might have had some... I don't know. He did not play his best game, is as nicely as I can put it, with multiple quality golden chances to literally just push the ball into the net that failed miserably to where it almost looked like you didn't want to.
Hmm. Yeah, sometimes desire is a funny thing. Something you get to think everybody has it. Everybody doesn't have it all the time.
Yes, it's just the... You know, you don't want to start throwing out wild accusations as we get ready to vote on the Veterans Committee stuff for the Baseball Hall of Fame. But, hey, they do it there and deciding who's good, who's not in terms of the rules and spirit of the game and all. I'll do it here just going, hey, explain to me how you missed those chances. Please. I mean, I get it. You can be a little off in your game. This was, a guy that when he came onto the pitch, all right, he's going to be the difference maker. Here's the expectations. And then he played terribly. That was Chuck Knobloch to the 47th power. Mm.
So we'll have more on the World Cup coming up. Right now, Thursday Night Football, it's been all Bills. The Patriots are going to kick a field goal that could cut the score to 24-10 with less than 2 minutes left to go. So onside kick, touchdown, onside kick, touchdown. Hey, we got something going on, but likely this is going to be a Bills victory.
We made it a two-score game with under 2 minutes remaining.
Yeah. I used to think about that when I was a kid. All we need is to score, get the onside kick, score again. If we got one onside kick, we can get it again, score again. And then the game's tied. All we need in the fourth quarter, we need three touchdowns. It's 24-3. We just need three touchdowns. We'll get the ball three times. Just got to score three times. The things I thought that was possible when I was younger, Mike Harmon.
Well, hope's a dangerous thing. We've talked about this for a long time on the show.
It is. But speaking of hope, I want to say you have to do the rest of the show with me. You cannot get on a plane and go to Chicago after what I'm going to tell you. You're going to want to.
Okay.
Bears quarterback Justin Fields, who is getting better, looks like he's going to play this week. Potentially arrows are pointing to him being able to play this week. We don't have an absolute decision yet. But Justin Fields has not had a great night. He hits Twitter tonight to tell everyone, I usually don't tweet much at Uber Eats. Uh-oh. But the fact that I ordered $90 worth of food and don't get it dropped off to the right place and can't get any credit is wild. SMH, y'all got to do better. LOL, I was hungry and ready to go crazy on that food. Now I'm just going to starve. So Justin Fields ordered nearly $100 worth of food from Uber Eats. They drop it off in the wrong place. He doesn't get credit for it. And now now he's going to wind up not eating. So you can't get on a plane and bring him food. I know you want to. Stay in fantasy. I know you want. But you can't. You got to stay here and do the rest of the show. Then you can get on a plane and go to Chicago and bring him food because he's going
to
need it.
Well, I'll give family credit. They were in the mention just saying, hey, come to this bar and eat with us.
Your family did? Really?
Yeah.
Your brothers did?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah. Come hang out and watch the Bills.
Dude, if you can get a picture of your brothers with Justin Fields.
They said, come out to the local option. Anytime I go home, it's the first stop.
In a not Celtic Pride way, right? That movie where they kidnap Damon Wayans?
Not
in that way. Just in a way where your brothers are hanging out with Justin Fields. That would be awesome if you get a pic. But they can't just like go to his house. They can't make that happen. It's got to be a legit picture where he's enjoying himself and they happen to get pictures with him.
Yeah, no. So we'll see what we can pull off there. But they did reach out. There's no question.
Are you laughing because you're picturing your brothers kidnapping Justin Fields?
No. Look, they'd have him. They'd get acquainting him with the menu really fast. They got a lot of great craft beers. It's really one of my favorite places when we get home. It's like I probably hit it 3-4 times in a 4-day stretch. It's like, hey guys, what are we having today? It's just such a comfortable spot. But I laugh because part of it is at this point, what does $90 get you food wise?
Oh,
wherever you are, please let me know. At Swollen Dome, at How About a Fresca.
Yeah,
$90 ain't getting you very far anymore.
No, dude, I can't tell you. I mean, the inflation and what's going on, I get that. Restaurant prices needed to be higher during the pandemic because I understand that, but it's never going back down. That's the problem, is that now we're used to these being prices. So no one's going to cut their prices and say, okay, it's going to be less. No, you're okay with that. You complained about it and it sucked for a while, but you know what? Okay, now we're done. And what are we going to lower their price? Are you going to really not go out to eat anymore? People who like to go out and eat and spend their money on going out to eat, I like to do that. I mean, I'm still going to go to McDonald's. I'm still going to go. How much is a Big Mac? $8. Oh, come on, man. You're killing me. Give me a Big Mac. I mean, that's how it's still going to be. People are still going to do it.
Right. What the market will bear. And I saw a creative thing, and I think I've mentioned it on, but it, you know, we'll circle back here, and audience is always changing, where there was a bakery. I want to say it was on the East Coast, not New York City, but let's put it along that corridor. And they literally had put up a sign showing what their bulk prices had done in the last 6 months, just to give people an idea of why their baked goods, their breads, donuts, whatever else they were selling, were higher. And the percentage for just raw sugar, raw flour was so much higher that it really opened your eyes on a whole different way, as your margins are already wafer thin in most of these joints, because that's the thing that's lost in the process. You know, so unless you're getting people to buy a bunch of booze and whatever, like the profit margin on your food isn't nearly as high. Now, if you have the exotics of the lobsters and whatever, here's the exotic fish of the day kind of thing, then yeah, you might be able to pick up a couple extra bucks there. But yeah, while it looks like gouging, the priced coefficients there to all of those equations have really gone out of whack for them. So it's a different world. But yeah, Tom Crabtree, former Packer, goes, I agree. Get your blank together, Uber Eats.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball.
but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was in. Here you go.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Still a big lead for the Bills midway through the fourth quarter. More on that coming up in a few minutes. But after the Lakers played last night, it happened right after we got off the air, LeBron James, after a big Lakers win, at his post-game press conference, spent the end of his press conference saying how upset he is that he wasn't asked and hasn't been asked his opinion about the Jerry Jones photo from 1957 that has gotten a lot of attention the past few days, where it looked like he was one of the people trying to stop black classmates from desegregating Central High in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957. Jerry Jones talked about it, said, oh, I don't know why I was there, and that's not what it was. It was more curiosity than anything else, and he kind of blew it off. And LeBron last night said, I don't know why this has been something that's been kind of blown off by the media. And I don't know why people haven't asked. People ask me about Kyrie Irving. Why don't people ask me about this? Now, I could tell you exactly why it hasn't been something that's been talked about a lot. And I'll tell you what needs to happen next. But first, let's hear from Dak Prescott, a guy who knows Jerry Jones. Dak Prescott was asked a couple hours ago about his reaction to this photo, because once LeBron says something, obviously it becomes a big deal. Here's Dak Prescott from earlier today on his reaction to seeing Jerry Jones in the photo.
Whether LeBron's talking about the picture, I mean, I think that's on Jerry to address, right? I mean, in the same sense, it's 65 years ago and how times have changed. I mean, look the man's resume since then, right? And as I said, I give grace. And I think that's a conversation and a question not only for him, but for you guys and how y'all feel, how accountable y'all have been and covering and discussing the disparities and differences in race. So as I said, I'm here for growth and giving grace and trying to make this world a better place. And that's who I am at my core and all I believe in. And unfortunate things come up from the past, pictures, and they show how far we've come. But in the same sense, they're a reminder of how short of a time that was ago in the same sense. It wasn't that long ago that we were all sitting on different sides and that we weren't together. But as I said, I wouldn't be here if it was still that way. So I believe in grace and change. And those are questions for Jerry and for y'all, honestly, that I don't have quite the answers for.
That is an unbelievable answer by Dak Prescott. In the pantheon of unbelievable answers to questions, I mean, he hits everything in that answer. Because exactly why this hasn't been that big a conversation, because it is a photo from 65 years ago. All right, it's America at a much different time where things weren't. Look, we still have a lot of work to do now, obviously, but Dak Prescott talked about there's been a lot of growth in America. We want to see growth from people, right? That's what it's about. If this is the times, because this is what times were like in America in 57, I want to see growth from Jerry Jones. Just like, what did I say I want to see from Kyrie? I want to see growth from Kyrie Irving, that he understands, hey, I shouldn't have done this. I should have looked what I was linking a tweet to for this video and this movie that was out there. We want to see growth. I don't want to see Kyrie Irving, hey, never have him play again. I want to see growth, right? That's what I want. That's what I want from Jerry Jones right now. All right, it's not about the photo. This is on him. This is on him to say, hey, this is not who I am. Here's my growth. I'm a force for positive change. This is why I was there. This is where I am right now. This is what I'm doing right now. And maybe I start doing a little bit more to show that this is not who I am. And if I did have certain beliefs back then of what was right and was wrong, I've grown about them over the years. Don't blow it off. That's what pissed me off about Jerry Jones. Oh, I don't remember why I was there. I don't know. No, dude, you look like you were there, standing in the way so people couldn't go to school. Give me a better answer than that. Give me something and show that, hey, I've grown. And even if whatever thoughts I had back then, I'm a different person. I'm showing you that I'm a different person. Right? Kyrie Irving had to go through all of these steps to be reinstated by the Nets to say, hey, this is my growth. I want to see the same thing from Jerry Jones. Address it. Show me you're growing. Give me evidence that you're growing and that this is not who you are. That's what I want from Jerry Jones. And that's why this picture hasn't gotten as much play, because it is hard to say something, okay, this was 65 years ago. We haven't heard from Jerry Jones. How do we make this happen now? And America was different and things have gotten better. Dak Prescott really hit that on the head with that. But right now, yeah, no, I need Jerry Jones to stand up and say, hey, this is what's going on. This is not who I am. And give me the evidence. He's got to do the same things that Kyrie Irving has had to do to get back into the game and get back into play in the NBA.
Two best responses to any type of media inquiries this week go to Tyler Adams, U.S. men's national team captain the other day, being asked a number of things about America and how people react and deal with each other on the subject of race, as well as the pronunciation of the country, Iran, right? And he handled it as well as anybody could have ever hoped, and then some, talking about problems that we have here and trying to find progress. Likewise, Dak Prescott here. He can't answer for Jerry Jones. Can only push it back on Jerry and did to the journalist to say, look into your own worlds and how you treat things, how you cover things, and that's part of the growth process, right, of asking the questions, having that dialogue as we push forward. With Jerry Jones, he was, what, 14 at the time, right? 14. Mm-hmm. How many 14-year-olds do you know that parrot whatever their parents say?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Look, no. Like, yeah. And I'm not diminishing it. I'm not pushing it away. How many times at the schoolyard did you have a couple of people maybe getting into a bit of a – in this case, it's a big deal. And you want to see how it's going to happen, and you're in a picture. That could be as simple an explanation as it is. But we need more than that, right? And that's, I think, where everybody's coming back with Jerry Jones of, all right, a little more. Was it just the curious bystander? And if he's got to go through receipts, resumes, and everything that he's done as a businessman and as an NFL placate people, guess what? That's probably not going to happen. Right, that's just not the world we're living in there either. I would just use the words of Dak Prescott to just say, "Hey, we're growing. That's not that far in the past, and remembering to learn from it and push forward."
Twitter at How About a Fresca Mike? It's Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Just don't blow it off. The same thing. You're held to that standard. Be that leader. Be that person. If you're not that person, be that leader. That's what I need to see out of Jerry Jones. Coming up next, more on Thursday Night Football and a story Mike Harmon is going to want to get on a plane and go to Chicago for right away. This is Fox.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.